All right, Rabbi Hussein, good morning. Let's begin. So we are picking up on the top of page 47. So yesterday, the Mechaber introduced us to the idea that, well, we've been speaking already for the last number of days about the need for das, the need for understanding, knowledge, intellect, which again means many things, but for our purposes now, specifically focuses on the need for the ability or for the strength, for the clarity to make havdalah, to be able to be mavdil ben kol deshlachol ben or lechoshech, the ability to see the different categorizations in life. And yesterday the Mechaber introduced us to the idea that the great enemy of da'as is hergel, habituation. That when you get used to doing things in a certain way, then you lose the ability to think objectively and to be able to see what is kodesh, what is chol. We saw the beautiful verse from Chanukah. So tzarech lechasel ha'avira sheholchim b'li lachshov. A person has to try to dispel or to break down the framework of life where a person goes through it without thinking. No sin haram chal itza. So the Ramchal gives a piece of advice. V'hinini roa tzorech la'adam sheyihye midaktik v'shokel d'rachav d'var yom b'yomo. I think, says the Ramchal, that there is a need for a person to be midaktik, to literally be meticulous, and to weigh his pathways. To, meaning, what Ramchal is saying, that a person has to do a life evaluation every single day. D'var yom b'yomo. That there's no such thing as going through just a day of life without thought or without analysis, but every single day has to be weighed, or I should say, in every single day, person has to go ahead and weigh and evaluate what it is and how he's doing it. Al tashir es hadas lachshov pan bishana, el atas hazeh ba'ofen yom yomi. He says, don't just allow your das to go ahead and do its job and to evaluate the frameworks of my life once a year, right? This is not like an Elul thing. This is something that should be done each and every day. So here's what's interesting. I understand what it is that he's saying. I do understand. But give me like a life example that I can emulate in terms of modeling this after. He says, Tistaklo yamina usmola v'tilmad me'achayim ha'kalkalim. Something amazing. He says, sometimes the best things you can learn in life are from business. Just interesting, right? You're going to see this is Ramchal talking. Right? The best, just look around at the business world. What's the business world? Look at the bolded lines. Remember, this is Ramchal talking now. Kisocharim hagdolim, asher yifalsu talmid iskehem, leman lo yiskalkulu. Like large businesses, right? Successful large merchants. What do? They evaluate their business each and every day. Literally means they're yifalsu tamid kol iskehem. They're always analyzing all of their dealings, all of their holdings, leman lo yiskalkulu, in order that nothing gets messed up. Ve'yikba itim v'sha'os lazeh. And what does the big business owner do? He sets aside time each and every day to be able to evaluate what's happening on the ground. Shelo yihye mishkalo aray, ela bikvius gadol. The reason he sets time every single day to evaluate his business is because he doesn't want the evaluation to be happenstance or haphazard. Kirav hatolada hu ela bikvius gadol. Rather, it has to be something that's established. Kirav hatoladahu, because the ability to go ahead and take the time to evaluate properly could ultimately lead to incredible advances in his business. Now, what does this mean? Look at the next section. Halimud me anshei asakim gidolim. Omer haramchal tistakel eich socharim gidolim misnagim. So the Ramchal is teaching us, tell us how business owners. Now, it's interesting. You're going to see. He's talking over here. He says specifically, look at large business owners. So look. Now you're going to see when he says large business, Lav Davka is talking about the gross sales. You're going to see why he's saying that in just a moment. He says, how do business owners conduct themselves? He says, Al tilmad misocher katan. Now what the Ramchal is telling us is, I don't want you to emulate the small merchant. Shiyesh lo makolet. Kihulo miskada v'lo mispateach. Now, what is he referring to? He says there are two types of businesses. There are the mom and pop businesses, and the mom and pop businesses. What are they interested in? You know, like lahavdil, the Chafetz Chaim, Chafetz Chaim, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, had a general store in Radin. So what were the hours of the Chafetz Chaim store? What were the hours? It's a very interesting arrangement. When the Chafetz Chaim made enough money to be able to survive for the day, he closed the store. So if business was brisk in the morning, store closed at lunchtime. If we need a couple of
come early.
Exactly. So the idea over here is that what the Ramchal is saying is the mom and pop model is interested in just sustaining, right? Meaning there's no need for growth. As long as we could pay our bills, as long as we could keep the lights on, that's absolutely fine. The Ramchal is saying that's a fine business model. If it works for people, the Ramchal is not weighing in on businesses. The Ramchal is saying is when I'm telling you to look at a business and look at it as a model in life, I'm not telling you to look at the corner makolet. That's not the model to emulate. L'socher katan, yeshes halakuchos hakavuim shalom. You know, the corner store, so he's got his customers, and his customers are going to keep coming back. Hulo mishanek klum. You know, the makolet's not changing a thing. Kvar esrim shana hamakolet niras osadavar. You know, that little corner store, that makolet, it's looked the same since the time that I was a kid, right? And it's going to look the same for the next 25 years also. And that's okay. There is no interest in growing that makolet because that makolet serves its needs and serves the needs of the proprietors. So Ramchal says, but as a model for life, don't be a makolet. Let's say that's our bumper sticker phrase for today. Right? Don't be a makolet. Because what does that mean? Avasochrim gidolim, large merchants, large businesses. Anoshim shirutzim lehispateach be'esek shalem. People who are hungry, they want to be successful. So what do? Him kol hazman nimtsoim bilamida masmedes. So I'll say, if I'm a growing business owner and I want to be successful, I want my business to grow. So what am I always, what mode am I in? I'm always in learning mode. Always learning mode. What can I do better? What can I do differently? I have a competitor and my competitor is five times more successful than I'm. Great. What can I learn from him? Kol yom heim lomdim. Every single day, the hungry business owner wants to learn. Kol yom mivarim makanu hayom umalo. What did we buy? What weren't we able to buy? Maholeich umapokes. What is appreciating? What is depreciating? Mistaklim saviv maholeich b'shuk. What are the market trends? Hayim yesh schora b'shuk. Right? Are there any good deals today? Heim nasim likras hamapa. They try to read the map of life, right? So what stage is our business in? Kol hazman misadkinim b'makore. Him gedelim b'schus ha'avoda k'tano hayom yomis. Every single day, what's the goal? Let's just grow today. Let's just grow a little bit and to find out how can we progress. Eich sochrim gedolim sheneyu gedolim ben, excuse me, Ein sochrim gidolim shenihiyu gidolim bein rega. You know, this is a very important Yisrael, which is, if you look at most success, the Mechaber knows more about business than I do, but the Mechaber posits, there is no such thing as a successful business that became an overnight success. Every single successful business takes work. And takes time, takes building, and takes time to be able to go ahead and to fashion it into something magnificent. Let's just read one paragraph first, and we'll stop for today. Ela sochrim gidolim, ovdim kol hazman. The big businesses, they're working all the time. Both kim kol yom ma oved uma lo oved. They will say, what do they spend their time doing? They spend their time figuring out what works, what doesn't work. And I will say, by the way, often, how do they figure out what works and what doesn't work? Not right. Not by sitting at a desk and analyzing trends. Yes, sometimes, but more often than not, it's because they tried it. They tried it, looked like a good idea, didn't work out. Okay, let's move on to the next thing. Osim sakar shuk bot kimatsov in etzlem lahaver yom stam. Sirabosai, the difference between the makolet and the growing business is what? Is that the truth is, in the makolet, Monday looks just like Tuesday. Tuesday just looks like Wednesday. You know, maybe the only difference is that Wednesday they get the delivery of bread and Thursday they get potatoes, right? Maybe that's the makola, but pretty much it is what it is. Every day you know what it's going to look like. But Rav Moshe says, Rav Kashtil, in the growing business, every day is dynamic. Every day is exciting. Every day is hungry. Right? What am I going to accomplish today? What am I going to do today? How am I going to grow today? Every single day brings with it its own unique and special dynamic. Actually, one more paragraph. Haschala hanefila eitzel socher zeh shulo bodek es atzmo. When does the hungry business owner, when does he fail? The moment that he begins to think about his business. Lo bodek es eichos hamotzer v'aschora. Lo bodek es eichos hamechir. Hu lo bodek im hu yochol lahagdil es kmos hakonim. The moment that the hungry business owner loses his appetite and begins to stop thinking about how can I grow my customer base? How can I improve my product? How can I go ahead and move forward the volume of sales? The moment he begins to stop thinking about that, Abosai, is the moment that his business begins to die. And by the way, it might not die. It might not die. He might just what? He might just become makolat. He might just become makolat. Omer HaRamchal, let's finish the section. Omer HaRamchal, Ataro Echsocher Gadol Oved. You want to see how the business becomes successful? It all begins with little things. The way a person grows their business is every single day he works, every single day he inspects and introspects. He makes a daily calculation. How do you grow? How do you grow your business? You grow your business by analyzing the trends each and every day. I'm not giving this advice, I'm just reading his words. Right? You grow your business ultimately again by looking where you could expand your customer base. You grow your business by looking how can you improve your product. And when do you do this? We'll say not at quarterly meetings, right? Not at monthly company get-togethers. When do you do this? Each and every day. So says Rav Ramchal, you see how profound this is, Rav Moshe, says Rav Ramchal, that in life we have a profound choice. The profound choice is in life is you could be a makolet or you could be a successful business. You could be the mom and pop shop and just do what you did today because you did it yesterday. And the truth is, the great part is you'll have enough money to pay your bills. You might even have enough money to go on a vacation. You'll have enough money to fix up the house. It's good. You can absolutely get by being mom and pop. The sad part is you'll never thrive. You're going to look the same in 20 years from now, the same way I looked 20 years ago. But a person has a choice to be a business, to be a thriving business. But that requires daily introspection. That requires a weighing of all the things I'm doing in life. That requires incredible and intense introspective effort every single day. We'll stop over here and we'll continue with this on Monday.